Brisbane's Hit 105. Stav, Abby and Matt just gone 8:15. We're waiting for Anthony Albanese to give us a buzz. He lives by our motto of you get what you get, you don't get upset. He's running late this morning.
Well, he's talking to the ABC. You know, you're trying to wind him up.
Yeah, because they like the ABC too, because they let him get all policy and stuff. So, hang on, we're getting the thumbs up.
Hang on.
I'm gonna play his opener, and if I play the opener, we got to chat to him. All right, I'm doing it.
Don't stop me.
Albanese has been locked in as Australia's next opposition leader.
Albanese. Anthony Albanese, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, we are good.
Have you spoken to any other show that's actually made a song about you?
I haven't actually. So thank you very much.
Welcome.
I'm not sure it will be a hit.
He gives and he takes.
You never know.
You never know.
Great to have you on for the first time. We appreciate you calling our show. But I need to know, do you have photos, incriminating photos of all the other people in the Labor Party, because no one wanted to put their hand up and go against you?
No, well, I was pretty stoked by that. Someone said to me yesterday, wouldn't it have been better if you had some opposition and you went through a four-week process of a ballot? I said, honestly, no, not for me. I think you take a win when you can have it. Yeah. And what it means is that we can just get on with the business of rebuilding Labor. We had a bad result in the election. We need to do much better next time.
We always were saying that the leader of the opposition, you do have a tough job because you need to, I guess, get out there and, you know, make headlines and do your policies. But doesn't it become a little bit of a negativity thing? Like, you always seem to be complaining about who's in charge.
Yeah, I think that's a real danger in the job. And one of the things that I've said is that I'll be constructive. If the government has a good idea, I'll give it the tick. And some issues that we need to deal with, you need bipartisanship for. Issues like recognising Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in the Constitution. Unless you have bipartisanship, it won't happen. So we need to work together. I think that your listeners are sick of seeing politicians yelling at each other as well, and a bit of constructive engagement would be a good thing.
This just sounds so weird coming from a politician. It's freaking me out a little bit, Albo, I've got to say.
Sorry about that. I am what I am, as I've said. What you see is what you get. And I think that a range of things. One of the things I've been interested in, of course, is nation building and infrastructure. And infrastructure, by definition, takes a really long time to happen. So quite often, if people just say no, one of the issues is the second Sydney Airport that was first floated in at the end of the 1940s and could never get done, because any time a government would try and advance the project, the opposition would say no. And I took a view that that wasn't the way forward, that we needed to get it done. And there's a whole range of things I think that are long term where that fits the bill. High-speed rail from Brisbane down to Sydney, down to Melbourne, is one of them as well. Clearly, that will take longer than any term of government to get done, but it's a project that's worthwhile.
I reckon it's exciting too, because I think you'll be our first Leader of the Opposition, possible Prime Minister, who's also a part-time DJ. You still getting up on the decks as well? We've seen you on the news, spinning the ones and twos.
I am. I played at the ESPY in St Kilda during the election campaign as the fundraiser for RecLink for the Community Cup.
What's your dance floor filler? What's your big hit you play to get everyone out there?
Oh, my big... I like The Killers, Mr Brightside.
Oh, classic.
And I always end the set with a good sing-along. I play Iggy Pop's The Passenger.
Oh, yeah.
Which... I get people up on stage. I even got Penny Wong once to get up on stage and do the la 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 la. That'll look weird on a transcript.
Hey, here you go then, right? You would have heard every year we do R&B Fridays. It's our huge concert, right? thousands of people turn up to it, and we have a DJ that plays in between the big acts like Kelly Rowland and stuff like that.
Good idea.
I'm giving you the opportunity right now for you to get in front of nearly 40,000 people in Brisbane, and I'm sure we can convince the other states to take it
on.
You
can go on tour. Yeah.
That you are the DJ at R&B Fridays, DJ Albo.
I'm the guy. You're on.
Mm. Oh, really?
You're accepting? You're accepting?
You're on, absolutely.
Oh, man. Hey.
Don't forget, it does have to be R&B, so you are going to have to change your playlist. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I'm a bit of an indie sort of rock guy, but yeah, well, hey, I can do it. Yeah.
Things are changing.
I do play also in recent times as a great tribute to the great Aretha. I play Respect and that gets people going. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's all a great song. I would love that.
Well, it's not normally till November, so you've got a bit of time to work on it. Yeah.
Well, here's the deal, though.
Yeah.
I'll come and play, but you guys have to get up and sing R.E.S.P.
I am there. Absolutely. You got that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Done. Lock it in.
DJ Albo, we'll see you there in the VIP area.
Lovely. Look forward to it.
Nice to talk to you, mate. Thanks for calling through this morning.
See you, team.
All right. Stab Abby and Matt.